Proclamation number 7420 of 2nd of October, 1959. Life's fate is always good for maturing the soul. In all events you should see the wise guidance of your Father in heaven and always know that nothing happens arbitrarily. Everything in your life is arranged in such a way that it serves the soul for the best, provided your will is in accordance with divine will. Then your soul has to mature, then it has to reach the aim it has been set for earthly life, spiritualization and union with God, as it was in the beginning. The plan of salvation is fixed for every soul. Every person is guided such that he can only ever do what is right but does not necessarily have to do what is right, because he has free will which is to prove itself in earthly life. But nevertheless, the human being's fate is not a reason for him to fail spiritually, his soul alone is to blame. For everything that is destined for the human being is suitable to lead the soul to highest maturity of soul with a correctly used will. And all events approach the human being in such a way that the soul can fully prove itself, that it can derive the greatest possible success from them. For the more difficult a person's earthly life often is, the more opportunities are offered to him to help the soul mature, whereas easier earthly lives can often make him lukewarm and lethargic, and the soul will not derive any benefits for itself if it is not particularly eager, but then it will always mature in a short time. In the last days many people's lifespan is limited according to God's wise counsel but always for the benefit of the soul, which either threatens to fail or is lethargic in its soul's work. But then life's fate is often unusually difficult and thus offers the soul double opportunities to mature. And a soul should never believe that it is made particularly difficult for it to mature spiritually. Physical life can certainly be more difficult for one person than for another, but every soul will be able to mature spiritually if only it has the will to do so. Rather, every person should be grateful when he is touched hard by life, for his soul can grow stronger and soon become master of the world, master of earthly desire, which is far more difficult for it when the person can fulfill everything he wants on earth. When he is richly endowed by fate and has little to fight for his earthly existence, one day you will experience the blessing of a difficult fate in life when you realize that you have become overcomers of earthly matter, that earthly life is no longer a shackle for you, when you have learned to desire other treasures than just earthly goods. Then a difficult fate of life will no longer oppress you, you will cope with it more easily, and you will have already reached the aim, as it were. The mastery of matter, which is the soul's fetter as long as the human being desires it. And the human being learns to overcome matter far sooner whom earthly life burdens more heavily, but it is for the salvation of his soul, and the human being should be grateful for it but not grumble about his difficult fate in life which God's love and wisdom chose for him in order to help his soul achieve freedom. Amen.